Blog Talk Radio.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy! Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
Who's that
lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy!
Persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions. And now, your host, Anna.
The Real McCoy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome you to Woman Act Now Radio with Coach Anna McCoy on Woman Act Now Radio. I am her co-host, Shauna Stallworth, and we are so excited that you are joining us here on today. We've been talking about relationships all month, and we have some wonderful things to share with you on today, talking about dealing with difficult people. If you've been following us on womanactnow.com, you know we are here every Thursday, but today we're doing a special show just for you, a special live call-in show. So if you are listening on the air, if you are in your cubicle, wherever you may be listening on today, we want to encourage you to call into the show. If you have any questions and want to chat with your coach on today, so we want to get started because we got a lot of great things that are in store for you. So I want to welcome you, Coach Anna, to the call or to the show on today. So welcome, Coach Anna.
Thank you, Shauna. How are you doing today?
I am excellent.
Well, we want to make sure to see if we have any callers that are on the line today. So I need you to sign in to our Blog Talk radio to make sure that we can communicate with our folks because we're talking about dealing with difficult people, and I want to welcome one of our callers, or a couple of our callers. I recognize them from the 407 area code as well as the, I think that's 786. So we see you there, and so we're going to invite you to the show shortly. Today we're dealing with difficult people. Or when I think about dealing with difficult people, I often think about this in the perspective that it is really conflict resolution. We say they're difficult people. We say they have difficult personalities, they're a difficult challenge, you know, different things like that. But I think ultimately, when we think about dealing with difficult people, I start to really think about people who really have a challenge with conflict. So I want to talk a little bit about conflict today in dealing with it, and we're going to open up the lines. We've had some conversation with some of our members as it relates to dealing with relationships in the workplace, and I think that when we think about that, it's also important that, you know, there are a number of things that occur, and when I think about dealing with relationships in the workplace, I also think about how things evolve in the workplace. When you're a new person coming into an environment, are you a person who's been there and another person, a new person, is coming on your team or coming into an environment with you, and how things begin to really begin to change and develop so that you can really create, regardless of the environment you're in, is to create a team environment for individuals to really be able to work together. So I want to talk about some ways to deal with problems. You know, we had an opportunity to talk with one of our members on yesterday about a workplace challenge in our conversations with Coach, and one of the things that was brought up was how to deal with this individual, and that individual walked away with a different perspective, because ultimately, like I started off, dealing with difficult people is really about your ability to resolve conflict. You know, we see different things. We want to be in relationship with people that we like, who really are, who like us. You know, there's some general ideas that people have about building relationships and building teams, and that is certainly to be able to get along with people. And we're going to be naturally attracted to people that we feel like we easily get along to. So when you think about joining a team, or if you're a manager or a supervisor of a team, it's important to understand that what you might see as being difficult dealing with a person, it really might be our ability or inability to deal with conflict. And that's probably one of the things we're going to run from more readily than anything that we do, Shauna, is conflict, is running away from that conflict and not wanting to feel bad, not wanting to feel angry or feeling all of those emotions mm-hmm. that really come with dealing with other people. So let's focus a little bit of our understanding on conflict. What does that mean when it comes to managing your relationships, when it comes to building proper relationships or dealing with people just in general? So one of the things I'm gonna start with is whenever, you know, it's interesting, when we were having that conversation last night, we were talking about how to deal with this person. I've done everything that I possibly can do. And oftentimes when we are in a situation where we find that people are difficult, what I have found is that people are resistant to change, you know, in an environment minimized, in an environment where we can, we are resistant to change when it comes to something not going our way. And remember, we talked a little bit about that powerlessness on last night with the individual who had come to the table. So I want to welcome some of our other callers to the show today. We have 585 and 903. I just want you to know that we know that you are there, and I'm going to open up the lines as I continue to talk about this. But the first thing, again, I want to talk about is how to deal with problems or conflict, conflict resolution. And after this call, before tomorrow, I'm going to have some information, some of the things I cover, I'm going to make available to you on our website for our members. If you're not a member, we want you to consider joining Woman Act Now. We have a 30-day free trial for you to join at no cost to you. We take the risk to help you jumpstart your life. And so we will have some of this information available to you on conflict resolution. It's what we call our quick reference guide. And we own a corporate training company, so if you have a business and you're interested in some of this and bringing it to your location, we also do that too. You can reach us at 877-751-5700. I thought I'd just throw that in for you. So this is a part of what we teach corporations that we're bringing to our members to deal with this conflict. So instead of saying we're going to deal with difficult people, we want to be better conflict managers in our lives. So the more I thought about this subject, Shauna, I began to think about, you know what, there are really no difficult people.
Yes.
There's difficulty in dealing with people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people really just aren't, we have poor conflict management skills.
Yes.
So I want to talk a little bit about that. When we think about a problem in our situation, we have to develop the skills to deal with the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I keep going back to that because that example on our in our conversations with Coach, because it's very fresh,
mm-hmm.
and some of the challenges she had was that, you know, she didn't get the result that she wanted,
mm-hmm.
Caused some additional conflicts with her relationships or maybe the people she had to report to,
mm-hmm.
and so this individual who is not learning or understanding or participating or cooperating on the team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's causing some problems.
Yes.
So let's think about the problem mm-hmm. as opposed to just the individual. What are we really working with here? I want to talk about 8 easy ways to deal with a problem.
Okay.
One is we have to assess the situation. And even as I thought about it and, you know, reflected on our conversation, is assessing that situation with an individual and really getting it clear. Because you remember when we started the call, the first thing that came out was that this person did not like working for women.
Mm-hmm.
He did not like working for African American women,
mm-hmm.
which ultimately was true at the end of the conversation, but what I found interesting is that that never was the issue while we were talking.
Right.
It was a reality because of some comments that this person has made, this assumption that I think you feel this way, that it's a challenge for you to work with someone
mm-hmm.
that is female and an African-American.
Mm-hmm.
But throughout the discussion, that really wasn't the discussion.
Right.
It was his skill set. It was his behavior.
Right.
It was the way he reacted, maybe negativism and different things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So let's think about dealing with the problem. The problem
right.
in her case, I think, was simply the fact that this person was not a good team player,
mm-hmm.
was not really skillful at what she needed. So let's assess the situation and be more clear about what it really is without all the emotions that are involved when it comes to trying to solve some of the issues that we face with dealing with our relationships in the workplace.
Yes.
The next thing is you have to meet the behavior, that difficult behavior, head on.
Mm-hmm.
Remember we were talking and saying, how are you going to deal with this? You got to go through whatever means that you can, whatever your supervisors or
yes.
whatever your protocol is, but you've got to deal with the behavior. And most people can't isolate poor behavior.
Mm-hmm.
They're afraid to tell people what you are doing that is causing this issue,
yes.
what your behavior is, whether it's the way you answer the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I found this in our businesses. You know, we go through, you know, a dozen, seems like a dozen assistants and receptionists,
mm-hmm.
and one of the challenges is always they start out great,
mm-hmm.
but then you call and their attitude, their
mm-hmm.
personality, they don't demonstrate, you know, the brand that you want when they answer that phone.
Right.
And so now people's like, you know, you walk around with this until it becomes a what? A problem.
That's right.
Because we're afraid to do what? Identify, meet the difficult behavior head on. And we've had to do that.
Yes.
We fired people on the spot because they didn't get it. We gave them a warning
mm-hmm.
and say, hey, when we call, we want you to make sure that your voice, that you are sounding like you are glad to be here.
Yes.
You know, and if you don't know how to do that, let me show you how to do that.
Yes.
If you cannot correct the behavior, then we've got some other issues.
Right.
When we're assessing one of my roles when we first started our company, Urban America, was I was the firing queen, okay? I had two gentlemen who were my superiors. One was my husband. One was our COO.
Mm-hmm.
We'd hire executives. They didn't cut the bill, you know, after about 2 weeks. And I remember this one gentleman, you know, and he was enthusiastic, but
mm-hmm.
he was incompetent,
okay?
No matter what you tell him to do, he was happily, I mean, he was one of those people that, yes, we can do this,
okay.
but you know what? He never performed. And so I told my husband, I said, you know what, we've got to make a decision. We've got to get rid of this guy. We've got to do something. He says, well, you fire him. You're the firing queen. And so I'm thinking, well, what do we need to do to fire this guy? So you have to isolate behavior
mm-hmm.
that a person is doing or not doing, and you got to remain calm. Because I remember this is now a problem, and many of you may have faced this, is because everybody is thinking about how to, you know, hit the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean we've got to let go of people? We're experiencing all sorts of additional pressure because
mm-hmm.
we have maybe reduced our staff.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have to take on more responsibility
mm-hmm.
in a given situation, whereas the reality is that when a person comes to work for you, we get into these modes that this is all I've been hired to do.
Yes.
When the reality is, it's not really all you're hired to do. We hire you for a skill set, but when that skill set is needed, we need you to perform.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but most people get into this mode, this is my job description, and unfortunately in this season and in this economy,
mm-hmm.
we better have a little bit of flexibility.
Yes.
And so many people are being challenged with employees that are non-productive
mm-hmm.
in this season. And how do we deal with them? And I'm saying, you know, you've got to assess that situation
because mm-hmm.
now this is conflict for you. It is
yes.
now a problem for you. It's not a difficult person. It has now become a conflict because something on the inside of you is responding contrary to what you're getting.
Yes.
And so for those non-productive people, they are now difficult to work with because we don't know how to deal with them.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing I said is we have to assess our situation. You've got to be clear. You've got to have an open mind. You've got to look at all different angles. You got to be clear about what you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and if you're not clear, then you need to figure out how to get clear. Next, you want to deal with that difficult behavior head on. You need to be able to isolate and identify what people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Thirdly, this is funny, you got to stay calm and objective. Because I know you, see, most people, if you're in a position and you've got to deal with people, and ultimately right now we just want to go, you know, we need to get rid of these people.
Because mm-hmm.
right now we're short-staffed. We need people who are going to be productive. We need people who are going to be creative, people who are not going to complain, people who understand that everybody is in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's happening is the market is rebalancing itself.
Because mm-hmm.
many companies grew and they kept growing and they never stopped to reevaluate really where they were.
Mm-hmm.
When they were in a growth mode, they kept hiring people but never went back to check their systems. And
mm-hmm.
now guess what? We are being forced to check those systems today.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing is that in dealing with a problem, we've had two situations on our conversations with Coach. I think our earlier one on yesterday, we had an issue where the young lady had what we call that unspoken conflict.
Yes.
In the environment based on some assumptions, based on some ideas, some things that occurred in her environment. But, you know, the recommendation from her staff or from her superiors were that don't be confronted.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying to deal with a problem, we've got to figure out how to be upfront with the problem.
Mm-hmm.
What I have certainly found is that in any situation, and certainly in the businesses that we run, is it's important to deal with problems upfront. I feel that if we can bring it to the forefront, we can deal with it, everybody can walk away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you need to be clear, and half of the issues we have today is because no one is dealing with it. Just like I said, don't say anything, just let it be. But yet we got a person here who is now distressed. She is concerned about the behavior. She is concerned about working with this person because teams require, you know, even though you might not see yourself as a team, but there's a general team that is a part of this whole operation.
Mm-hmm.
We may not be working on a team project, but the fact that we're working for the same company, we are a team.
Right.
And so I feel like I should feel like that we are on the same team,
right.
Not somebody's trying to hurt me or trying to get rid of me or trying to, you know, do different things in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
So when I think of this, the next thing that I want to I deal with, because I'm talking about 8 easy ways to deal with problems, and that is to make it a two-way conversation. Most of us have one-way conversations.
That's right.
No different than what I just said is that when we talk about dealing with difficult people, problems, people just don't want to bring them to the table.
Right.
And say, hey, what's the deal here?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that every time that, or why is it that when we are working on something, everything seems difficult or things seem difficult? We got to be careful with the everything and the always, and
right.
I want to give you that clue, okay? So you always, you know, are late on your products, your
mm-hmm.
projects, but not approaching it in that manner,
mm-hmm.
but being able to just come to the table. Can you talk to me about maybe why do you find this so difficult, or what really stimulated your thought or that comment you had?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is there something else under that, underlying, or there's an underlying motive or a reason that you're saying things?
Mm-hmm.
Well, most of us aren't going to do that. We aren't going to respond to people in that way, upfront and direct.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to be better at this and manage this conflict, you're going to have to become one of those persons that's willing to take that risk.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that you have to chew people's head off or you have to be angry or abusive in the process. You've got to create an atmosphere where you can have open communication,
mm-hmm.
where there's two-way communication. And that's often a big failure of leadership, is that there isn't a way that I can come and talk to you about something that's really important to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to just take an example, something that we had to deal with here in Woman Act Now.
Mm-hmm.
When we were working on our 2010 plan, there was a conflict, and that's really all it was.
Mm-hmm.
It was a conflict in scheduling a particular item for one of our sessions,
mm-hmm.
and you've had some very strong feelings about it.
Mm-hmm.
But talk to me a little bit about how, what did you experience experience as it relates to, because we talked about it, and then it was just kind of there, and I thought it was just kind of gone, and then when it came up again, you were much more intense.
Mm-hmm.
About the conflict,
mm-hmm.
you know, that I was like, okay, tell me what you were experiencing during, in the middle, you know, in the gap of these two, of coming to a place of agreement where it was no longer a conflict for you.
Well, I believe that in the beginning, what I was feeling at the time, and what most, well, we'll just deal with this, what I was feeling really was maybe I wasn't communicating or expressing or using the right words to express what I was really feeling or the outcome that I'd really like to have.
Right.
So that across the board, it would be something that everyone was in agreement with.
Yes.
Something that I felt like I could do and
mm-hmm.
still be able to manage my time properly according to the job
right.
and be effective on the job and not feel as if it were something that I had no voice in,
mm-hmm.
that I had no voice in. And we talked about that yesterday,
mm-hmm.
about feeling powerless,
yes.
about not being able to make a decision based on what you know you can do and do it well.
Mm-hmm. And I recall my reaction to it was, okay. And I think that I tabled it for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Before we went back to it, I expressed how I felt about it, then I just tabled it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because it was a feeling of conflict that I certainly was trying not to show that I was that it's conflict,
mm-hmm.
but that I really wanted to start to do some of this. Wait a minute, there needs to be a two-way conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to hear what she's saying and not make it a mandatory, just like this is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Then the second part of that takes me to my sixth way of dealing with problems is put yourself in their place.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one thing that you said to me that I did not consider, and that one thing when you said it put me in your place,
mm-hmm.
that made me more aware and made me shift my thought process. And we agreed upon a different day.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, this is my only time that I am away from this, that,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, I'm really focused. I can do some of the other things that I need to do, that I'm not working on Woman Act Now, or, you know, that I'm not at work. So that's
mm-hmm.
important to me to protect that time.
Mm-hmm.
And so by putting myself in your place, I was able to understand better
mm-hmm.
how this might impact you. Which leads us to number seven,
mm-hmm.
is we've got to learn how to be flexible
mm-hmm.
when dealing with a problem. Because initially, this is what it was, and I didn't think anymore because you didn't have that reaction.
Mm-hmm.
When we brought it back to the table, then there was an intense reaction to this, which said that you thought about this
mm-hmm.
over the course of a week or two. You had been thinking about this but didn't really say anything. And then finally, be tolerant. We've
mm-hmm.
got to learn how to be tolerant in different
mm-hmm.
situations. And I often feel that most of us, we often don't have the capacity to see how other people see
mm-hmm.
because we're tunnel focused. There was something that the young lady said last night is that, listen, when we got to do this, we just
yeah.
need to get this done.
Mm-hmm.
And so it shows me also that when we do that, many of us do that too because we're just trying to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to have that flexibility when you feel the pressure and the requirements of others. But this is something we have to practice, ladies. We've got to practice being flexible and being tolerant
yeah.
and having a mindset that says, let me take a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Even if we
mm-hmm.
woman-thinked it for 60 seconds, is
mm-hmm.
there another way that we can do this? Can we handle this differently? Can I just, but when we're so into just moving in a specific direction,
mm-hmm.
It's hard to see outside of those blinders. So you're listening to Coach Anna McCoy and Shauna Stallworth on Woman Act Now Radio, The Real McCoy Show. So we're going to just invite one of our callers in the 786 area code. I see your hand. So I want to invite you to the show, Woman Act Now Radio, with Coach Anna McCoy and Shauna Stallworth. We're talking about dealing with difficult people and dealing with conflict resolution. So I want to welcome you to the show. Who are we talking with?
Hi, this is Tabitha in Miami. How are you?
Hi, Tabitha. I am doing excellent. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for the warm welcome. And as far as everything I've been hearing, you are really experienced and you really have a hand on what you're doing. And I want to thank both of you ladies for being open about even having a conflict of interest and then resolving that issue and being mature and adult and also understanding that even if, you know, we're not agreeing, we can agree that we need to handle certain things at certain times.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Tabitha. You have any questions before we let you know?
I do. I wanted to ask because you do seem to be able to help me with this conflict of interest that I've been having.
Yes.
Let's say, for instance, that I work for your company.
Yes.
And let's say that there are only, there's you, there's two other ladies, and myself, which would make, I guess, what is that, four?
Mm-hmm.
And then a receptionist, which would make five ladies.
Yes.
Okay. So now let's say, for instance, you had to, there was four first. And then you hired the fifth.
Yes.
And the fifth lady, she comes in. And initially, she makes more than you hired me to make, but she doesn't have the experience to make more than you hired me to make.
Yes.
And she comes in making her own schedule.
Oh.
And anytime, let's say that the schedule needs to change, the first thing that you're ready to tell me is that you need to be fair to her with the schedule changes that need to be made about hour.
Hmm.
And I've been working for you for 3 years, and she's just come in the door.
Right. So is she doing the exact same job that you're doing?
No, they're two totally different jobs.
Okay, and so your perception is that she is not as experienced as you are?
No, my perception only is when we are in a company or organization or whatever we're going to call it, the person that you've had for years is supposed to be the person that has first priority when, if, let's say, for instance, I have to take a day off.
Yes.
My schedule will change if I have to have a day off. Her schedule will not change if she has to have a day off. So let's say, for instance, that I need to take a day off and I'm working 6 days a week, then she needs to take that day to give me the day off. But that's not happening. If I need a day off, I just need a day off, and I don't have a day off. So that means I'll have to work whatever that schedule is so that everybody else's schedule is comfortable and reliable and it works. But my schedule does not fit in, and I don't have that same level of comfort as everybody else.
Okay.
Also, if anyone else needs to take vacation, they take vacation. I've not had a vacation. I've not been asked if I want vacation or if I would like to have vacation.
Okay. I think I might understand something. The first thing that I want to respond to is that, you know, when you say that a person has seniority based on time there, that's more a union environment. When you think about companies, most companies don't operate as much like that anymore because they're not required to unless they're like in a union environment. Are you in that environment?
No. It's a nonprofit.
Okay, so it's a nonprofit. When you think about the relationship, I want to focus on you in the sense of how you approach your immediate supervisors. When you, like you said, nobody's asked me for a vacation. If I want a vacation, Have you asked anyone for a vacation? Did I lose you, Tabitha?
No, you didn't lose me. I'm here.
Okay. So have
I'm sorry. I didn't hear the last part of what you said.
Okay. Have you requested a vacation?
No, but see, that's the thing. Like, okay, I guess I need to make it a little bit more clear.
Yeah. Well, no. Don't tell me, hey, Tabitha.
Go ahead.
Yeah, what I want to do is just ask you this question because, you know, I'm asking you the question so that I can understand if you have made these requests or...
Well, I haven't.
Okay.
But I can say this to you. Let's say, for instance, that I know I need to take a day off because I'm tired.
Yes.
And I say, look, I need to have a day off. Well, the first thing that will be said is, well, you know, we don't have anybody else to cover your schedule for your shift, and we really need you there. Or let's say I really, really, really need a day off because I don't feel good.
Yes.
I can't take that day because I don't have that option.
Okay, well, let me say this to you. I think what I am hearing is the fact that you have an option, but you are concerned about the consequences.
Right.
You're not making a decision because you don't want to deal with the consequences, although you deserve and you should have. If you're sick, then you should have some sick days, correct?
Right.
Okay, that are, I mean, it should be a part of your normal package, that at least you have one sick day or something, 4 hours or something.
Right, exactly.
You know? But it sounds like the political environment of where you're working or the culture is such that it overrides what you really qualify for. So is there a formal request for a vacation day, for time off? Is there a formal way to do that?
There is. But every time I try to get around to doing that, it's, oh, well, we need you in there, and, you know, there's nobody else to do it, blah, blah, blah. There's always an excuse.
Tabitha, when you say try, are you talking to people?
Yes. I mean, actually, I'm actually talking to them. Listen, I want to take this day because I want to do something. Well, you know, we don't have, you know, the manpower. We don't have another person, blah,
yes,
blah, blah. But when it comes to anybody else who needs a day off or they're going to take a day off, they take,
yes,
their days off.
Because now let's talk about what do you think they're doing to get that day off?
They're only requesting. I can tell you. They're requesting. They're saying, listen, I'm not going to work this day or I can't come in this day. But anytime I say that, there's always a problem with what I say.
Okay, well, let's not just say it. Do the formal process. Why don't you try and take a day off and, you know, put it in writing and say, I need this day off. You shouldn't have to necessarily give them a reason for the day off. That's usually not a requirement. But
well, that's true, but then this is what happens, right? Everybody else goes through the process of putting it on the calendar.
Yes.
When it comes to me, I must come to them before anything goes on a calendar. I must come to them to get the okay to tell me if I can put it on the calendar for the request.
Okay. So does that have something to do with your position?
No, because, okay, their position is office-based. My position is I operate a visitor information center.
Yes.
So I'm not where they are. They're in their office and I'm in here. But if it comes to a day that I need off, then the woman who's there should come here so that I can actually have the day.
Okay.
But that does not happen.
Okay.
Or let's say, for instance, if she needs to take a day, okay, a family member had a car accident, and so she took a day off. She needed to go help her family member. Well, if that would have been me, that would have not been allowed.
Oh, it would have been allowed, Ms. Tabitha. You gotta do it. What I hear you saying to me is that, you know, you are asking and a person is saying no to you and you're accepting
right. No. Right.
And you're a part of your side of this coin is saying, listen, I've been here 3 years. I haven't taken a day off. I have to have this day off. And you all need to figure out how to get coverage because that's what the issue sounds like is that you do that job and there's no one else who is doing that job, right?
Right, right.
So it would appear their first reaction is they want you there. And if they're going to, I mean, if that is doing the job, then I'm going to keep saying that. And if you keep saying, okay, I can't take a day off, I'm not going to, I could do it some other kind of way, I'm still going to hold that position. But I'm saying to you, Tabitha, is that you want a day off, you need to do something, and I'm sorry to hear that someone would not be amenable to you if you had this situation and that you're feeling this way in your workplace. It's just not appropriate. You know, regardless of what's going on there, when it comes to family, when it comes to crises, we should be able to have a way in order to respond to that crisis in our lives, even in our workplace. And that's really unfortunate. So I want to encourage you to not to accept it. You know, you've been there 3 years, and either you're accepting some work conditions, you may not be able to find another job, but maybe you need to start looking for one. People can appreciate you and celebrate you for who you are and what you bring to the table. And I don't want you going quitting your job. I talked to Coach Anna, and Coach Anna said, quit that. I'm crazy up in here. Just be still, be still. I don't want you to do that, but I do want you to stand up for yourself and say, listen, I have done everything I can to be supportive, and I need your support. It has to do with your words, Tabitha. And when you go and you ask them, I really need your support today, look at the difference of I need a day off. Do you see what I'm saying? And say, I really need your support. I've got some family matters that I have to take care of. Whatever your issue is, start to use different words. You know, I really need some coverage today. I need some support. I need support from our team. You know, whatever I can do, because your brand sounds like a woman that's loyal, dependable, that you're going to show up when you're supposed to be there. You're reliable. I mean, I'd love to have somebody like that on my team, too. You know, but at the same time, sometimes you need to make people aware that I am all of those things, and I need your help.
Right.
Okay, so you're going to make those requests?
Oh, I am, because I've gotten to the point where I understand exactly what you're saying, and I have to do this for me. You know,
yes,
it gets to the point where it's like, I've done the loyalty thing. I've done the, you know what, if you need me to do something, I'll do it. If you need me to work extra hours, I'll do it. If you need me to work days that I only have one day off a week, but I'll work this one day that I'm supposed to have off and to accommodate you. But then when it comes back to me, you know, there's no accommodation. There's always excuses made. There's always, well, you know, we can't do this and we can't do that. But when it comes to everyone else, it can be done. But the way that you handle me is totally different than the way you handle everyone else.
And remember, I hear you speaking those words, but I want to encourage you to speak the words that would speak to that person. They know how they behave. Okay?
Yes, they do.
So it's important that you use the words like, I really need your support. I'm very dependable. You know, where you speak your brand to them, but because of that brand, when you start to speak words like, I need your support, I really need your help, this is really important to me, now you're putting the ball back in their place to say, you know what, she's always here, she's always dependable, she's always loyal, rather than saying, this is what you did for that person and you don't do this for me, that's just going to put people on the defenses. So we want you to win, Tabitha. And you can win by using the right words. So, Ms. Tabitha, we want you to stay tuned to the show, and we really appreciate you sharing this, and I'm sure it's been very helpful for someone else. And you're listening to Coach Anna McCoy, Woman Act Now Radio, with my co-host, Shauna Stallworth. We're talking about dealing with difficult people, resolving conflict today. I want to, looks like we got a few of you started. I started seeing hands starting to raise, so I'm coming to 903-533. I want to welcome you to the show. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Is that Margie?
This is Margie. Hello,
all right.
Coach.
Hey, Miss Margie. Good to have
Coaches,
you
Coaches, thank you. And Tabitha, I feel you. I've been there. I wish I'd have had a animal card back about 10 years ago instead of handling my way. But however, I made some decision to do something different.
Wow.
But Anna, when you were speaking about the 8 easy way of confronting problems, I was looking at the number 5th is when you were saying make it a 2-way conversation.
Yes.
Now, what if the other person are kind of, they more or less shut down on you when you ask the question, and maybe if you, if when you come, when you come calmly after you've had to step away, and then you come back with a calm voice, a calm manner, more or less asking question or communicating with that person, and however they more or less are not really responsive to you or are not even saying anything.
Well, what's interesting is I want to encourage you ladies that when we deal with conflict, you've got to learn how to use open-ended questions. Mm. You know, a part of this coaching process is asking those open-ended questions that we ask you instead of just questions where you say, well, how do you feel about this will make a person think about how they feel.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you ask a question that says, did I make you feel?
Right.
It's going to say yes or no, and you completely close your ability to communicate. So when it comes to those people who are really closed, you really have to learn how to be more skillful in your ability to ask open-ended questions. So also, I want to encourage you, avoid the question why. Okay?
Okay.
If, ladies, you don't hear anything else I'm saying, you want to avoid the question why.
Okay.
And when you're dealing with conflict, it's important to understand when we ask a person, why would you do this? What do you feel just by that question?
Why would you do this?
Why would you do this?
It almost makes you feel as if you're doing something wrong.
Yes. Margie, would you agree with that?
Yes, indeed.
Yes. Yeah, so when you hear, anytime you hear the word why, naturally, the natural response is the fact that I am now, you're questioning what I believe.
Right.
Do you see what I'm saying? You're
okay.
Not really questioning my behavior, but you're really questioning
mm-hmm.
what I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to become sharper at being able to deal with people and being a better communicator,
mm-hmm.
you want to get rid of the why. Sometimes you have to ask it,
mm-hmm.
but in the case when you do ask it, you have to be careful because you will always attack a person's belief system.
That's it.
And what I'm saying is that even though it responded in behavior, for instance, Margie, in your situation, you said this person might have shut down, why don't you say anything? Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So now, if you start questioning a person like that, you're going to cause them to close down even more because
mm-hmm.
you're now questioning what I believe because it is my belief that will stimulate my behavior.
Yeah.
So if you had an employee who did a certain thing or a certain way, you ask them, why did you do it that way? The natural response is, now I've got to explain why I believed it should have been done this way. And whenever you attack someone in the core of their belief system,
mm-hmm.
you're going to completely shut them down.
Mm-hmm.
So now, how do we ask a person, why did you do this in another way?
Maybe you can say something like, "No, how did you come to this conclusion?"
Yes. That was a whole lot. That's a whole lot easier on my heart.
Mm-hmm.
A whole lot easier because the heart is where the belief system is. So when you think about even that person, Margie, who is shutting down on you, think about how to ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when can we do this, or what will it take, or can you think of other ways that we can do this? Are there some things that perhaps you thought of, you're thinking about, that I didn't think about? Or tell me, what did you really mean by that last statement you made?
Mm-hmm.
So can I say yes or no or nothing? What I've done, I've caused that person to think.
Right.
So I want to encourage our listeners, if you're listening to this and you're dealing with a conflict or a problem or a person, could be a spouse or a person you work with, and they totally shut down on you. Sometimes we've got to ask a question, just like I did. Perhaps maybe there are some other ways that you're thinking about this
mm-hmm.
that maybe I didn't see, and would you mind sharing that with me?
Yeah.
The person's looking at you and like, okay, I can't think of another question. Well, leave them be. Let them just sit on that, because you know what? What you have now done is got them to thinking. rather than putting them on the spot in a defensive position,
mm-hmm.
and they're only going to give you whatever they give you, yes or no.
Right.
So put something on their mind. I hope that was helpful. Was it helpful to you, Marcia?
Very much so. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for joining us on the show. This is Coach Anna and Shauna Stallworth. We're talking about dealing with difficult people and resolving conflict, whether it's in your personal relationships or in your workplace. We want to welcome, well, anyway, I think we had another caller, but we lost that caller. So if anybody else would like to join us or share your comments, please raise your hands and we'll come right to you if you're listening on the show. So we've been talking about dealing with conflict and dealing with problems, how to handle these conflicts in your workplace. I want to invite 585-301 to the show. Are you there?
Anna, this is Beverly.
Hi, Beverly. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. Coach, I was, just listening to everything, and I guess what I wanted to do is kind of make a comment and also just to see if I'm thinking right in what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
And what I'm hearing is that basically in resolving conflict, I need to be aware of myself, number one, and be aware of how I'm approaching things, that I'm making sure that I'm approaching it in a way that it will be a win-win situation, not that I want to approach it as you were speaking about as far as putting others on the defense, because I think in my experience sometimes if we're not careful, a lot of times we may not even mean to do that, but because we're not aware of how we're approaching things or how we're saying things or the words we're using, you know, we just kind of talking off the cuff, so to speak. We're just saying, and sometimes what we're saying is more coming out of our emotions, because at that moment we may be frustrated or angry or whatever else is going on, you know, inside of us, and that's how we're dealing with the situation that I find is not the best thing all the time. So sometimes for me, like, I have to recognize that within myself, and sometimes I even have to make a decision, okay, is this the best time for me to handle this? You know, I have to separate myself sometimes and, you know, go and sometimes, because I am emotional about something, you know. So I have to recognize that within myself and then go and calm down or whatever, you know, is needed at that time in order to come back to deal with the situation to make it a win-win situation.
I think you're absolutely right, because there are some, when you think about it, there are general coping thoughts, things
mm-hmm.
that will help us. You know, I'm not saying that you're not going to be angry. I'm not saying that you won't be to your wit's end with a particular situation, and there are some specific things that you want to do, like you said, I've got to walk away and I've got to come back, and then I've got to relax, I've got to get more calmer, you know, I've got to watch what I say, because if I know who I am,
mm-hmm.
and I know certain things I'm just not going to be able to deal with, and you
mm-hmm.
should know yourself. So,
yes.
It's interesting you brought that up, because part of what I'm going to share with you on conflict resolution, these little quick reference guides,
mm-hmm.
one of them has to do with general coping thoughts, and that's what you're talking about. Well, how do I manage myself? You know, you're
mm-hmm.
talking about being relaxed, Coach, being, you know, being assessing the situation and all that stuff, but geez, I'm about to blow my top here.
Yeah.
And so what do I do?
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to share some of those with you. For instance, I'll say rational. Anger won't resolve anything. That could be your mantra,
mm-hmm.
you know, when it comes to dealing with certain things in your life and managing. Another one is relax and let go. There's
mm-hmm.
no need to get our panties in a twist.
Or our boiler going.
Our
mm-hmm.
boiler going. You're about to get my water boiling. There's no need to go there, you know. And
uh-huh.
another one is no one is right, no one is wrong. We just have different needs.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
I mean, can you imagine? These are coping thoughts. These are the ways that you can begin to affirm for yourself and how to deal with this conflict resolution in your life to be able to, you know, walk away when necessary. Here's another one. Bottom line, I'm in control. I'm out of here rather than say or do something dumb.
Yes. Yes, yes, I can relate.
Think about it. Most people lose their mind, right?
Uh-huh.
They totally lose control. But my coping mechanism is, the bottom line, I'm in control. I know that I can leave out of here before I do something stupid.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
That's a coping mechanism. And so then when you feel like you've gotten yourself together, you can come back and you can deal with it. You need your timeout moment, go over there and sit down in a corner somewhere and cool off before you lose it and make a poor decision that will ultimately have a result that you're going to pay dearly for. So this is very, very powerful, some of these things. And so, Beverly, I want to thank you for coming to the show. I want to wrap up with just a couple of other tools that I can share with you, with our listeners today, to help us to continue to move forward. So I thank you. You're watching watching and listening to Coach Anna McCoy and Shauna Stallworth. And if you want to talk to us on the show, please raise your hand. I had one caller who was there, but you took your hand down, so my assumption is you may not want to speak to us now. But I want to share with you, and okay, you got that hand up, so we're going to let you on before I share my final thoughts on why don't people do what they are supposed to do. Now, I know y'all want to hear this, so you better stay tuned because I'm going to share a few things. When you think about why won't they just do this, I'm going to tell you some of the reasons that they may be thinking of why it may not happen. So I want to welcome you to the show.
Well, Hep Tep, how are you?
I'm doing fine. And who are you again?
My name is Tamut Ra, and I just want to say happy afternoon to all the lovely ladies. You know, what I wanted to add to the conversation, I really enjoyed listening to the show. You know, when you all were talking about why, you know, this is a real important point for you. You never ask yourself the question why, because what your mind does metaphysically and psychologically, what your mind does every time you ask yourself the question why, you know what it does? You send your mind back into your memory banks to find all the wrong reasons of why something's happening to you.
Absolutely.
So you're just going to keep coming up with negative stuff constantly. So you're right. Never ask yourself the question, why is this happening to me? Because that's telling the mind, go find all of the wrong reasons as to why you're in this situation. It's better to say, what if we handle it this way? And as far as the last one that I wanted to address, because I know you only have a couple minutes left, as far as Tabitha, I think she's being, you know, so good till she's no good. She's being so good till she's no good to herself. She's being wise, and she's doing otherwise. Like, she walked in there and got a job. She can walk somewhere else, walk in somewhere else, and get a job. And when you know your worth, you know the course you need to take, so you never have to be degraded or shortchanged for yourself. Know your worth.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. Well,
thank you
for joining us and sharing those comments. That's good. Why? Don't be asking yourself why all them crazy things don't come in your mind. It's true, people. Ask yourself why right now. Why am I listening to Coach Anna? You watch and see. See what happens. Don't tell me. Just let it happen. But I want to encourage you because I want to answer those. I want to answer that question. Why do people do what they are? Oh, I'm sorry. Why don't? Because I know all y'all want to hear this. Why don't people do what they are supposed to? Well, here it is. If you're thinking, why can't you just do what you're supposed to do? Here's a list of possible answers to that question. Well, they didn't know what they should do.
Wow.
That's why they didn't do it. Took a rocket scientist to figure that one out. The next one is, they didn't know when to begin and when to end. Oh, my. You said, why didn't you just do what I told you to do? And this is so impactful because it can be taken down to the simplest level. I had a conversation with my niece Anna a couple of days ago because why didn't you just do what you supposed to do was the question I asked her. And you know what? Because she didn't know when to begin and when to end it.
Mm.
Basically, she left her home and didn't know when to come back.
Wow.
Because she didn't have a beginning and an ending. And it created tremendous conflict between her mother and father and herself. Why don't you just do what you're supposed to do? They didn't know what they were supposed to do. One is what they should do. The next one is what they're supposed to do. You asking me to do this, but I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I mean, in my book, Woman Act Now, Learn, Launch, and Live Your Dream, you can get it at anywhere books are sold, but in Woman Act Now, Learn, Launch, and Live Your Dream, I want to make sure I got that out there two or three times, I talk about this whole idea of clarity. One of the biggest issues we have in life today is lack of clarity in our communication with each other. And you think, well, he don't like me or she don't like me. Well, we just don't understand. It's not about can we just get along, Shauna. We don't understand what we're supposed to do. The next one is they didn't know how to do it. So when you think about this, why don't people do what they're supposed to do? That is a part of the, what do we call, the foundation of conflict. What happens is two people came together and one did not perform. Whether it was you or the other, somebody is not performing on either side of this relationship. So we asked that question, why don't they just do it? Well, they don't know how to do it. I said on our conversations with Coach is that sometimes people just lack the skill. You're wanting them to do things, but they cannot perform because they don't have the knowledge or the skill or the know-how or the desire really to do it. The next one is that they thought they were doing it. Why don't you just do what you're supposed to do? Well, I thought I was doing it. This is what people tell you. I mean, this is real. And we go back to one word, clarity. And if you don't get that, you just need, I mean, if you don't do anything else but spend the rest of your life trying to be clear, you're going to be on the right road. So that you can be clear about your expectations, clear about what you want, clear about how an assignment should be done, so that you can have the clarity in your life to be the very best that you can be. The next one is they thought your way wouldn't work and their way was the best.
Wow.
You know when you give somebody an assignment, you tell them what to do, you tell them the instructions, or you show them, just like on that call, I keep showing him, but he probably thinks your way ain't the best way. You're just making me do all this stuff, but I can get to the end result much, much faster. The next one is they thought something else was more important. Are you feeling me yet? You should be, because we're talking about how to deal with those difficult people. And why they only become difficult when they don't perform. They don't produce what you wanted, what you thought you were going to get, what you expected you're not getting. The next one is why don't people do what they are supposed to do is because they aren't rewarded for doing it or they aren't punished for not doing it.
Wow.
They suffer no consequences. You have no systems in place to beat somebody. No, I'm just teasing. You have no system in order to reward them or to punish them or have pay the consequences for not doing it. The next one, they are rewarded. Listen carefully. They are rewarded for not doing it or they are punished for doing it. This is why people don't do what they're supposed to do.
Wow.
Sometimes when they do the right thing, you punish the wrong people. Sometimes when they do the right thing, guess what? You don't. They are rewarded for not doing it. Like when you're supposed to finish an assignment, you don't. Or you wait to the last minute and you get something done. Then everybody's accolade. Ooh, that's so great. That's awesome. But you know you didn't do it right. And then the last one that will resonate with all of us. Why people don't do what they're supposed to do that creates all this conflict for us is they didn't think they could do it. So here you have it, Coach Anna McCoy with my sidekick, Shauna Stallworth, on Woman Act Now Radio where we are helping you to learn, launch, and live your dream. And this is The Real McCoy Show. We hope to see you next time real soon. You can listen to the show again in its entirety on tomorrow at 1 p.m. at our regular scheduled time. And I want to thank all of our callers who called in and participated to help us to produce this show today so that we can be on tomorrow's show. So you'll have it there for you to be able to listen to it again. So have a blessed and prosperous day. You're loved and appreciated, Coach Anna and Sean. Bye-bye. Have a great day. And visit us at www.womanactnow.com.